you'll notice in your worship bulletin, right here in the center, you'll notice this area called Scripture Surfing. It's also on the back, day by day. But this is a way to follow His instructions. How can you know what He's saying unless you hear Him? This is an opportunity. This is just something offered to you. It's an opportunity to read through the whole of His Word and just spend time alone with Him, just you and Him, just listening to what He's telling you through every chapter of His Word. And then, of course, we come back together, and we come together 3 times a week and at least, and we'll have readings from each of these chapters, and we'll have messages from these chapters that you've read. So, we're going to look at last week's readings of last Thursday and last Friday of the readings, the individual readings. And so turn with me to Numbers chapter 10. And let's have some of these readings. Numbers chapter 10. And if you're new at this, there should be a Bible next to you in the chair. And Numbers is right near the beginning. You'll see Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and then Numbers. Look at Numbers chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. And let me pray before we read His Word. Father, we just thank You for Your Word, that it is living, that it is active, Lord, that You speak through it. Lord, prepare our hearts right now to hear Your voice, because we know that when Scripture speaks, You speak. And so, Lord, open our hearts. May our hearts be soft and fertile ground, good soil, that Your Word may bear fruit in each of our lives. Get me out of the way, Lord. We need to hear from You. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Numbers 10, verse 11 and 12, God's Word tells us this. On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the testimony. Then the Israelites set out from the desert of Sinai and traveled from place to place until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. God used a cloud to guide His people. But they were to stay focused on that cloud. And wherever that cloud went, they were to go. And they did. And today, we have the Holy Spirit as our guide. We are to stay in tune and in touch with Jesus. Focused on Him, trusting in Him, abiding in Him. And where He goes, we are to go. Today, stay focused on Him. And then in chapter 11, look at verse 10 through 12. Moses heard the people of every family wailing, each at the entrance to his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, "Why have You brought this trouble on Your servant? What have I done to displease You that You put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do You tell me to carry them in My arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land You promised on oath to their forefathers?" It can be a burden to lead people. Moses felt the burden of leading these people here, but you can always go to God. Whoever you're leading, whatever group of people you're leading, maybe you're leading a family, maybe you're leading a child, maybe you're leading a class, whoever you're leading, it's okay when if they complain and they grumble and things, you can go to the Lord. You can go to the Lord. He'll lift you up. You're doing His work. Now, chapter 12, look at these first 3 verses. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses. There it is, against the leader. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses?" they asked. "Hasn't He also spoken through us?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. You know, that just stood out to me this week as I read that. Moses was so humble, more humble than anybody else on the earth at that time. I wonder if that's a big reason why God chose him. He was so humble. You know, God opposes the proud. Anytime we think we can do it, we can handle it on our own. Moses was a guy that said, oh, God, I'm paraphrasing, but you've chosen the wrong person. I can't speak. I can't go to Pharaoh, do any of this stuff. And he was humble. But you see, when we're weak and we're humble, then people get to see the power of the Lord. They say, I know he couldn't do that. God gives grace to the humble. Chapter 13, verse 30 and 31, it says, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. You see, one man here is trusting God. Yeah, he saw all the same big giants in that land, but he knew God's word. He knew the instructions of the Lord. He knew God was telling them to go in and take the land. So even though he looked around and saw all these giants just like everybody else did, he had eyes of faith. And he saw that his God was a lot bigger than all these giants. And of course they could take the land if God's telling them to do it. We got to watch out. Fear comes and God might be asking us to do something and we might look at everything around us, hell, there's no way. There's no way. Then we're on that other side with all those other spies. Don't do that. Let's trust the Lord. And then let's look at our New Testament readings in Luke chapter 22. And if you're new at this, the New Testament is that last third of the Bible. Last third, you'll see Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Turn to Luke chapter 22. You'll want to hold your place there. We're going to dive down there a little deeper in a minute. But in chapter 23, listen to verse 12. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Well, what happened that day? They were both focused on Jesus. They were talking about whose jurisdiction is he in? How do we judge this Jesus? And these two leaders, Pilate, and they send him back to Herod and back. But you know what? They were both kind of focused on Jesus that day, and then they became friends. Jesus has a way of doing that, doesn't he? Jesus is the one who makes you a friend of God. God tells us in His Word, you're an enemy of God before you come to Jesus. But if you come to Jesus, He bridges the gap. He makes you a friend of God. And He does it with each other too. We're one in Jesus as believers. And then you don't have to turn there because I'm going to go pretty quick. But in Psalm 67, verse 1, we already read from 66. In 67, verse 1, it says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us. Amen. We'll turn back to Luke 22. And in Luke 22, let's look at how we need to follow His instructions. Follow His instructions. Look at verses 7 through 13. In Luke 22. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover. Where do you want us to prepare for it? They asked. He replied, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters. And say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there. They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. Follow His instructions. Peter and John followed His instructions. We can learn from them right here. They followed precisely their Lord their Lord Jesus Christ, His instructions. And the first thing we notice from these verses is, be listening to Jesus. Be listening to Jesus. You see, they were listening to Jesus. They were with Him. They were in His presence. They were following Him. Their attention was toward Him. Their focus was on Jesus. And they were listening to Jesus. They would hang out together. And if Jesus spoke and He turned to them, He said, Peter, John, they would look at Him. They would listen. They were always ready to listen to Jesus. And we see that beginning in verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. In verse 8, I'm sorry. Jesus sent Peter and John saying, He gave them some instructions. Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover. They were listening to Him. God tells us this in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that He wants us listening to Him. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. What is God telling you there? What is He telling me there? In all of your ways, that's in everything you do, say, and think. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. What does it mean to acknowledge someone? It means they're next to you and you turn your attention to them. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And if He's ready to speak, you're looking at, your attention is on Him. You're ready to listen. You are listening for Him constantly, continually. Be listening to Jesus. And then He gave the instructions. Go! They were already listening so they could hear Him. And He said, go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover. Have you been listening to Him? What is He telling you? Has He said to you, go and... I don't know what He's told you. Only you know if you've been listening. What's He telling you? What's He telling you right now? Go and... listening so you can hear it. You see, we need to actively be listening because it's real easy not to. It's real easy not to be walking with Him and constantly listening to Him because we have a lot of distractions in this world. It's real easy to miss His still small voice if we're not listening actively. We do it here in just our naturalness, just in the physical world. I can't tell you how many times Allison will be talking to me, and I hate that it's her, because I love her the most, but Allison or somebody else, can't tell you how many times somebody will be talking to me, and I'll be halfway listening, and they're talking, and I'll have to say, I'm sorry, back up. Back up. Because I missed it. I wasn't listening. Maybe I was focused on something else and I heard some talking. But then it hit me and I said, I don't even know what they're talking about. Can you back up? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Back up. You may use the word zoned out. I zoned out for a couple minutes. Can you back up? You don't want to get in a place like this where you're listening for God's voice, or in your Bible study group that you were just in at 9 o'clock when you're listening for God's voice, you don't want to be in a place like that or a place like this. And then at the end of the service, say, now Lord, what did you say? Back up a little bit. What? You don't want to be zoning out in a place like this where God is trying to speak to you. You want to be zoning out in your quiet time in the morning when you open God's Word and you're thinking of 10,000 other things, or be listening to Jesus. Well, how? How can you listen to Him? We just hit it. His Word, that's the main way. His Word. Listen to His Word. It comes in so many different forms. You're listening to His Word right now. In your Bible study group, you were just listening to His Word. Maybe this morning, hopefully, maybe this morning you got up extra early, and maybe you're doing the scripture stuff, or maybe you're doing your own Bible reading plan, your own devotionals. But hopefully you got in His Word this morning and you're listening. You do it that way through devotionals. There's so many different forms. You can turn on the radio, 89.1 Faith Radio, and you can just listen throughout the day, and you'll be hearing His Word through song and teaching and all day long. Or maybe it's on TV. So many different ways. Maybe it's through a friend. You anytime you get together with another believer, if you guys will talk about the Lord, you know, you focus on the things of the Lord. Any of you men are invited, but some of us men, we go to Panera every Thursday at 5:15, and we listen for the Lord through each other and through His Word. Many different ways to do it. The important thing is, be doing it. Be listening to Jesus. And then, when you're focused on Him, you're listening to Him, ask your questions. That's our next point. Ask your questions. You're listening to Him? Ask your questions. Whatever your questions. What a wonderful thing. He's ready to hear any of your questions. You see, they listened to Him, and He said, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." Well, they didn't understand enough on that. They had some questions. And so, in verse 9, they asked, "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" They asked. Ask Him your questions. Be listening to Him. And then when He speaks, maybe just, you hear that still small voice a little bit, but you're still unclear on a lot of things. Well, ask your questions, just like they did. He just said, "Go and make preparations, eat the Passover." They didn't know where, when, how, what. So they said, "Where do you want us to prepare for the Passover?" Ask your questions. That might be your question today as the Lord is speaking to you. How, Lord? How? Where, Lord? The details are a matter of prayer. Get into prayer. Get alone with the Lord and ask Him all those details. And listen until He gives you exactly what He wants you to do. And then keep listening. Once you're listening to Him, and then you're asking your questions, then keep listening. Because once you ask some questions, then He's going to have some more clarification, more than likely. He's going to be listening. Keep listening after you ask your questions. We notice that, and then He speaks again. Verse 8, "Go and make preparations to eat the Passover." And they ask their questions. "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they ask. And then keep listening. Verse 10. Now they're listening again. He replied. And then He gave them all these specific instructions about, as you enter the city, you'll see a man, he's carrying a jar, follow him, he'll go into this house. He just laid out the details for them. So keep listening after you ask your question. And then finally, do what He says. Do what He says. We see that in verse 13. So He gives them all this extra instruction because they asked for some more. And in verse 12, He's giving them those instructions. "He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there." And then in verse 13, they do what He says. In verse 13, they left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. Do what He says. Obedience always brings blessing. Obedience always brings blessing. So, be listening to Jesus. Stay focused on Him. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. Keep your attention. Gaze upon Him all day long and glance at all else. Be listening to Jesus. And then, as you hear Him, ask your questions. And then keep listening. And then do what He says. Do what He says. And be blessed. What is He telling you to do right now? There may be someone here today that does not know Him yet personally, that does not have a relationship with Him. Well, He says in His Word, He loves you. But He wants you to repent and to turn to Him. To have a deep change of mind, that's what the word repent means. To turn from yourself and your sin and your own way. And to turn to Him to receive forgiveness and eternal life. He made that possible. We're all sinners. You're a sinner just like the rest of us. And the penalty is death and hell. God's Word tells us the wages of sin is death. It's eternal separation from God forever. But He loves you so much. He came for you. And He took your penalty. He took your sin upon Himself. He took your punishment. That death and hell, He experienced it so you wouldn't have to. And He's raised from the dead on the third day. And you don't have to go through any of that. He loves you that much. You just have to turn to Him, repent. Turn to Him and cry out for mercy. Just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Thank You for what You did for me. Have mercy on me. Come into my life. I give my life to You. I'm Yours. And if you're not 100% sure right now, when you think, if I die today when I leave here, if you're not 100% sure, I know I'll be with Him. Or even if you feel like you're sure, check yourself and say, what's going to get me into His presence? What would get me into heaven? Ask yourself that question. And if it's anything other than Jesus, repent. If it's my good works and, you know, I've been in church all my life and I've been baptized and I pray and I read my Bible and I do all... If you're saying a lot of things like that, you're depending on what you're doing. And we're all sinners. None of us can make it there. You need to turn from anything you've ever done. Like the Apostle Paul, he called it all rubbish. He said, it's just like trash. He did a bunch of incredible things. He said, that's all. I consider that trash compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing my Lord Jesus Christ. So turn to Him. He will save you. Him and Him alone. So if you're not 100% sure, you just call out to Him. In just a moment, I'm going to pray. You call out to Him and settle that. You can be 100% sure when you walk out of here. Just give your life to Him. Maybe there are other decisions that need to be made. Maybe God's been on to you about plugging in at a place, joining a church. Maybe you've been coming here for a while. What is He telling you? Go and what? What's He telling you? If it's to join this church, you come. As Chris leads us in a song. And join this church. If it's something else, it's just between you and the Lord. Go and what is He telling you this morning? Be listening. Be listening. And when you hear His voice, if you need to ask all your questions, and then keep listening for whatever He has after, and then obey Him. Just do it. Chris, if you'll come and lead us, I'm going to say a prayer, and you pray with me if that was you that I talked about earlier. Father, we just come to You right now, and Lord, if there's anybody here who is just tired of doubting, Lord, they're tired of not being 100% sure that if they die today, they will be with You. Lord, help them to just settle it once and for all and say, Lord, I'm tired of messing around. I thank You. I know I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. I thank You that You died for all my sins, and You took my punishment. And You're raised from the dead. And I call on You right now and say, Jesus, please save me. Come into my life. I give my life to You. I want to be Your disciple. Help me to follow You. Lord, I thank You. If somebody called out with a sincere heart, that You did it. You did it. We praise You for that. And Lord, whatever else You're speaking to anyone, may they hear Your voice as they're listening to You, Jesus. And Lord, help them to do whatever You say. We pray it in Jesus' name.